Audio Realize 1, there are minor errors in the exact character-by-character spoken voice text in URLs. Mainly missing dots and dashes. I will attempt to correct these URLs as I can. It is my impression of effort that I have written a complete 200-volume record of the circumstances involving a hate conspiracy that the community is ignoring or being prevented from visibility by content suppression from the tech giants. I should not have to had placed so much work effort to get some decent dignity and respect among the friends of the HIV community in each region one have lived. There are a set of friends on my network called hashtag chromobone-the.good that understood the dimension of the level of harassment I was receiving. I had to leave my friends behind because if hate being allowed to win and I am here defending the truth that is complex to be instilled but interfering in all social media aspects that I have attempted niceness blocked at the whim of protecting a hate memplex conspiracy. Date, Monday, March 25, 2019 from James M. Driscoll, in the mindway at gmail.com, a truthfinder.com paid site member for about 3 continuous years, and a person living in the United States of America living with HIV client region to region of Ryan White Care Act funded social service agencies, as documented and commented within the matching profile on LinkedIn. Current residential status, consired independently homeless in a refugee status from hate, in the care of Tamale Housing Resources, in the childhood home of the Driscoll family since age 5. Current age is 53. 3260 Grande Vista San Bernardino CA 92405 909 882 8759 Registrant address of internet domain at gruup.net, registered July 16, 2006. A part of documented history of conflict with persons of influence in the HIV community in Oakland, California. Conflict leading to unjust ift and outrageous violations of due process in eviction case WGO62666106. Great reasons us will unite peace is the standing ideals of this internet domain. According to SiteAdvisor, details is safe to browse in the category of education, reference. Address also the registered physical location, Google Maps for this Google Business.site profile page, https://gruupnetbusbuildingwebsite.business.site/2truthfinderhelp@truthfinder.com about Truthfinder. Truthfinder is America's favorite people search engine. Since 2015, Truthfinder has been used by more than 100 million people across the country. Contact P-800-699-8081H, Mon Sunday 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, help@truthfinder.com 2534 State Street, Suite 473 San Diego, California, CC, Michael R. Maynard, client advocate of James Driscoll, mmaynard@fapinfo.org Foothill AIDS Project, https://fapinfo.org/contact/ We would love to hear from you. Take a chance to get in touch. You can book an appointment with us, apply to qualify for aid, or get in touch with a general inquiry. Your inquiry will be handled and monitored accordingly by the responsible manager for action. All inquiries are treated confidentially. We aim to deliver the high standards of service that you have come to expect from us. FAP Claremont 233W. Harrison Avenue. Claremont, CA 91711 USA Telephone, 800-448-0858 FAP, San Bernardino, 670N. Arrowhead Avenue, Suite AB San Bernardino, CA 92401 USA Google Review on Record, 4 Google Reviews Foothill AIDS Project 670 North Arrowhead Avenue Suite AB, San Bernardino, CA 3.04 Reviews Aaron Jacobson Local Guide. Question mark. One review a year ago this agency is fraudulent in its services and practices when it comes to serving the HIV population and utilizing Ryan White funding. My recommendation for any HIV client interested in signing with them is to run as far and as fast as you can. They treat HIV consumers with contempt and unprofessionalism. Review, perhaps pending update, James Driscoll 1 review. Question mark. One photo I attempted to get assistance from FAP during this interface time back again homeless. I am homeless here in my hometown of San Bernardino from an 11-month hate and harassment campaign conducted by the leadership directors of the Colorado Health Network in Denver, Colorado. This is where I attempted to create a startup project of an adult school of consent practices as a community resource. When I moved into HIV residency, I told the building manager that I was wanting to create a community space. Anyway, in my first attempt to interface with FAP since I came back, they would not incorporate my need to report and place the evidence that I have been targeted by a hate group. I attempted this with, of course, having to deal with new doctors, new treatments, new case management scheduling, etc. It was more than enough when I could not get a letter that was written in 2007 by then FAP Mental Health Director Dr. Howard Newsom. In that letter from 2007, what was the exact same thing that happened in Oakland and Denver? The letter is on file here, http://google-reviews.foothillaidsproject, fuckeduphuman.net/mentalhealthadvocacyletter/gen2007.jpg Please do not remove, flag out of public OR censor this comment because of the web location. The LinkedIn professional standards apply here that actual, in operation, company name profiles are valid with the word, fuck, in them. In this letter from 2007, Dr. Howard concludes, however, I, Dr. Howard, believe that until there is an appropriate resolution, he, James Driscoll, wants an absolution of his housing conflicts, he will remain in a vulnerable state regarding his overall HIV and mental health status. That was relating to Oakland, California in 2005 and the very exact similar conditions that drove Haight into a tenancy collapse in Oakland was experienced in Denver 2016-2017. The endgame of this targeted action against me was to remove my influence from the local HIV community. Further, it would not become apparent who the persons involved in the source of this Haight target campaign against me was until after my filed eviction November 2016. It would only become apparent later in that next year by two factors to include the reporting that appeared against Colorado Health Network posted as negative Outlook employee reviews on Glassdoor. These started to appear on July 28, 2017, about 2 weeks after I had to leave the Denver area back to my hometown. And now we have these issues cropping up in a different Ryan White Care Act servicing region. More to the point, the mental health director that was from 2007 is no longer under head of that department and now is run by some other person, less credentialed than a PhD. I attempted twice to interface with this story and the mental health advocacy letter written from 2007 inclusive of my case management. Nothing worked. I had to walk away, as the other Google reviewer here suggests, from my interface to this agency because of loss of confidence and loss of trust that anything constructive can be done in my case. My case manager placed me on a housing interview to a resource that I did not qualify for. I have been living with family care as a refugee status from haters that will not stop their Haight on me. My case manager deceived me in three critical cause of concerns. http://dr-eric-tomony-fuckeduphuman.net/browse-random-some-5b1-10%5d.html This link selects a random message from a collection of 10 to display and or also have spoken voice text narrative interfaces. Please do not censor the truth. Please thank you Camille Dewan 5 reviews 3 months ago Gabriel Andrew Chavez a year ago end of preface comments before email content to Truth Finder begins to Truth Finder help this email complete as screen snapshot has a boomerang respondable status of likely screenshot the 25th of March 2019 at 12:10:50 p.m. display 1.png dear Truth Finder please read and or listen to spoken voice text narrative interface of From, realuphuman.net to, Truth Finder Help Date, March 24, 2019, 6:52 p.m. Subject, Truth Finder, Trust Letter, Society Alignment of Truth Tech Solution, Information Theory, Forwarded Message, Monitor the Google Search Traffic to dr-eric-tomony-fuckeduphuman.net mailed by gmail.com then continuing. You may forward this to the FBI even though they ignore me. I determine they are a part of the conspiracy cover-up since this activity was first reported by me in June of 2006 with a personal visit to their Oakland field office on June 21. Over 10 years ago, I first encountered this conflict memplex involved in Oakland, California leading to my eviction, case WG06266106. Maybe the FBI will not ignore you. If you do not get involved in this evidence and thus also continue to allow my comments on Truth Finder to not be able to comment into the background report records of persons' reports, like all other members can, then I have no other choice of deductive reasoning. This that you too are inflicted and infected by this memplex of this conspiracy that allows unnecessary and preventable deaths to have and continue to occur in the HIV community. I am very serious. I expect that you reply to this email in some manner. You may find yourself on the defendant end of a huge lawsuit that I may have to file to include the FBI. Go ahead and ask LinkedIn what type of interface I had to employ to be able to have normalized support ticketing on that site. In that my presence in public postings and company and individual name presence tagging, as allowed, on that site was being altered and my posts and content were being deleted. In that customer service interface, my support ticketing was also being deleted. I finally got this upright and my continued presence on that site to the exposure of this memplex conspiracy has not been interfered with. Please note this URL change in referencing details stored at my domains. These content folders have different stored files. DIR, linkedin.com/@realuphuman.net the 23rd of March 2019 527 linkedin.com/@fuckeduphuman.net Note, you may also forward this and referenced email above to the attention of LinkedIn as well. Now back onto today, I am forwarding, below, an email from Google that is another real true world example of a Search Console property that applies to this same memplex. In Denver, I was not able to hold my standing there to be able to retain an interface of any kind to Dr. Mattinger. These URLs on both domains of @realuphuman.net, @fuckeduphuman.net relays a page I constructed to relate some real seriousness breach of trusts in the deliverance of my healthcare at uchealth.org. There is an audio spoken voice narrative of a short letter that I addressed to my HIV doctor that I have the records to hold that I sent this message through the uchealth.org messaging system. http://truthfinder, please-c-me-is-a-valid.point-of-trust.reference-and-r-society.dr-eric-tomoni-dr-nancy-ellen-mattinger, fuckeduphuman.net, erosionoftrustvalue, http://truthfinder, please-c-me-is-a-valid.point-of-trust.reference-and-r-society.dr-eric-tomoni-dr-nancy-ellen-mattinger.relapuman.net/counterpoint. The purpose of these is to be able to center the trust value, eventually, during the reconciliation process which has not been undertaken. My doctor in Denver never responded to these messages because once again there is a huge big secret that allows this activity to continue. Dr. Mattinger watched through what I was complaining of harassment from the community. She did not do a damn thing to expose the source of this harassment, even though it would be apparent that the ties of this conspiracy go directly into the healthcare treatment of the mental healthcare interface that was in the infectious disease department of the UCHealth.org facility. The call recording that was made with two of their staff was created because I was call recording every call on my device because of the harassment I was receiving. I made an approved call, in session, to my mother to clarify some of the truths that are a part of my real story that they were attempting to dismiss and call me delusional. Although my mother knew this call was being recorded, the two involved on that call recording did not. In that, if you really take a listen to the call recording taking my side of truths into full view, the harassment source into true view, see next, and their hidden agenda into true view, and one more coincidental occurrence. I sent this call recording through standard population 3 post office protocol 3 email channels uncompressed to the contact email addresses of the persons in the recording at the UCHealth.org system. Somehow, they had changed the email configuration to loopback emails being received. Well, the size of this email was sufficient to create an error, too many hops greater than 25. The original message was received at Tuesday the 6th of September 2016 10 hours 21 minutes and 37 seconds 0600 from m00996971.ppops.net 127.0.0.1. The following addresses had permanent fatal errors. Reason, 554 5.4.6 too many hops. Transcript of session follows, 554 5.4.6 too many hops 34, 25 max, from via localhost 2. Projecting deductive reasoning here, since the large bulk size call recording was sent uncompressed, this error created the condition that an IT tech got involved in the error. In that process, the tech more than likely listened to the call recording as well read the UCHEALH.org internal messaging to Nurse Flynn that I wrote. Of course, I have a copy of this on my site. dir/monica.n.flynn.np. All of this that was hidden activity that I could not see occurring behind the scenes. The two staff involved in that call recording were no longer employed at UC Health by 30 days after the call recording was returned to me for too many hops. All of this created chaos into my life was for the end game intentioned wrongdoing on their part to have me removed as an influence in the community, and eviction was filed against me on November 30, 2016 out of specific HIV housing at Chesney Clanjohn Apartments. This eviction filed one day prior to World AIDS Day. In Denver, it would be apparent who is at fault for an 11-month hate and harassment campaign targeted against me. The reason why I became a Truth Finder member in the first place. This interface of Truth Finder has actually revealed an even more invasive purpose on the hidden side of this conspiracy memplex. This also unrevealed to me at the time of my eviction and relocation back to my hometown. It would not become evident to the full extent of this hidden agenda until later once I pulled together the evidence external datasets information tracking. Specifically Glassdoor. If you look at the Glassdoor reviews for Colorado Health Network, see also, aka Denver Colorado AIDS Project, these did not appear online until 2 weeks after I had to leave Denver from living in my car homeless. I had to travel back to my hometown of San Bernardino. That is where I am now, in the family home as refugee protection from the social service haters that create chaos in the community against clients they judge dirty. See next subject below, they can't evict me from this location. Note this Google review also against my local hometown Ryan White Care Act funded social services agency of Foothill AIDS Project where I attempted two separate client, case manager and assistance interfaces to help me bring this evidence forward and to secure housing out of my family home in confidence that this hate paradigm will not resurface against me and the HIV community leadership involvements in chaos directed at me and others in the community. See email from Jennifer Ann Brema, Mental Health Program Director on the subject Gmail, response to housingquestion.html, this has a spoken voice text narrative interface, I need some higher society to help to expose this to its full determination injury to the HIV community. Reconciliation to the process of a required forum, discussion, and their confession of the role they have played in all of this. Taking a sampling view of the full extent of region-to-region reviews against the Ryan White Care Act-funded social service agencies across the country, it would be apparent that this chaos that I encountered in Denver is actually a memplex infected across the entire nation. If it was not for Truth Finder, I would not have discovered this contact as one of my harassing sources. This source is mentioned on the call recording that was made in September of 2016. Is this not a strange person of higher society interconnectivity to be involved in the identities of those contacting me and the activity of my sexual, basic human needs, interests of my life? Link here references my startup attempt to hold a community resource of an adult consent thought and practices school, image.png. Link to that image is fully detailed as http://truth-me-is-a-valid.point-of-trust.reference-and-r-society.dr-eric-tomoni-dr-nancy-ellen-madinger-wesimekramobonplayroom.school/basic-humanities-maslochierarchy-basic-humanities-detailed-chart-henry-t-stein.jpg. My sexual needs not being met, actually being interfered with. In that I, along with others, belong to the group that are being subject to so-called dirty judgments by the hidden agenda and injuring activities source of the Social Services Agency of Colorado Health Network, see Glassdoor employee reviews, gossip, violations of client privacy, racism, dishonest business practices, as I continue to document this conspiracy memplex involved in through all of this period. We just so happen to have this. This is a hashtag government-sponsored hate conspiracy memplex working, and it is a national scope focus influence region to region. http://truth-finder-please-c-me-is-a-valid.point-of-trust.reference-and-r-society.dr-eric-tomoni-dr-nancy-ellen-madinger.meme.group.net/%23chromobone-the.bad/follow-the-evidence-and-follow-the-links-dir-barbara.a.thonson, 12 May 2017, 8:46. I did not make this up as a false record. Index of /chromobone-the.bad/barabra.a.thonson icon name last modified size description parentdir parent directory dir /chromobone-1.bad the 11th of May 2018 1235 dir /chromobone.the.bad the 11th of May 2018 1234 dir 720207-3988 the 11th of May 2018 1235 truthfinder-720-207-3988.htm Barbara Thonson Colorado 816.pdf really. Information systems specialist Lockheed Martin. Now the CDC ad campaign changes, with much resistance that U equals U is of the initial point reference under pressure of overwhelming scientific evidence they could no longer ignore it as they had been. The original official message from the CDC on this was September of 2017, a few months after I arrived back to my hometown of San Bernardino. But that still has not corrected the hate memplex that is instilled in the HIV leaders, social services and doctors that has developed into a nightmare, placing me as a status of hashtag hive-untreatable because they cannot come to terms with their fault. That this is extreme. This must be reconciled. https://medium.com/wadibthielf/u-u-what's-that-all-about-37a8bcfc4a72 Except, what does that mean for people living with HIV? Although the science is well known, the message is new. Referenced above is overwhelming scientific evidence they could no longer ignore it as they had been. Reason for this delay, this conspiracy memplex. The goal of the U equals U campaign is to reduce the amount of stigma felt by someone living with HIV. I acquired HIV years ago and felt dirty, mostly because of the way those without HIV discussed people with HIV. People without HIV want a sexual partner who is clean, or DDF, drug and disease free. So if you're not clean, then you must be dirty. In many instances, I was made to feel like a disease vector. Back in the 80s and 90s, people thought they could get HIV by drinking from the same glass or by using the same restroom or utensils. I think and I hope that those are all distant myths now. By law in most states, a person living with HIV has to notify their partner before having sex. If not, they can face criminal charges even if the partner does not get infected. As a result, hundreds of HIV-positive people have been imprisoned for many years for non-disclosure, even in the absence of actual transmission. I need to tell my partners of my status, which is fine. Even though I can't transmit the virus, I still may be rejected by someone who doesn't want to get anything because of the stigma associated with the virus. This conspiracy is busted. Time for the government to give up this hate paradigm with the information documented at my sites. Time for the actors involved in the direct assault of my life to apologize upon the community and me individually for the major disruption upon my life path. Time for the HIV community and the society at large to be placed into this truth reference and be healed from this conspiracy memplex. The cause of this memplex is still injuring our society. The erosion of trust leads to murder and mass shootings. A larger injury than what is mentioned here in this Glassdoor report. DIR, HIV/AIDS Services Organizations Employer Views, the 23rd of March 2019 1612 TXT Cascade AIDS Project Reviews Glassdoor.sa.html the 25th of October 2018 310/186k the 22nd of September 2015 Helpful 4 Cascade AIDS Project Logo, Disappointment and Mendacity, *... Former Employee, Not Safe to Disclose in Portland, OR, US Doesn't Recommend Negative Outlook Disapproves of CEO I worked at Cascade AIDS Project full-time, more than a year pros the community members living with HIV are some of the most dynamic and resilient people you may ever meet. Working with those who are still suffering profoundly impacts you deeply and personally. CAP has a mostly young vibe and the work is interesting due to its complex nature. Downtown location is convenient. Cons management is hostile to the union represented staff. The organization only works with a narrow part of the community yet markets something different to look more comprehensive than it is. Much of upper management is threatened by change, is conflict avoidant to the point of dysfunction and is retaliatory when confronted. Often, people with poor skills are promoted to leadership and this creates frustration and a sense of unfairness highlighting backroom agreements meant to undermine. Morale is dreadful. In the past few years most staff have been fired, pressured to leave, or asked to work with compromised ethics. Gay, Black, HIV+, and trans-identified staff have been systematically marginalized. CAP treated HIV+ staff as second-class citizens, ignored client request for change, and silences critics. If you go against CAP, even if justified, you will find it hard to work in the HIV community in Portland. The board is completely distant from the staff and the clients being served, and act condescending and unhelpful. You would think if 50% of the staff leave in a few months' time, it might be a wake-up call that there are big problems that can't be dismissed as disgruntled staff. Since CAP is the only game in town for HIV-related needs, they have no checks and balances and no accountability when they injure the community they are claiming they serve, show less advice to management, stop displaying images and raising money through deception. Admit you do not serve the community at large and close your doors. CAP is not about HIV anymore, it's about retaining jobs and keeping people working at the expense of programming and directives that empower. If you want to be a LGBTQ health center then so be it, but do not pretend you are helping people living with HIV, because you are not. You are only focusing on addicts and the mentally ill. Also, an LGBTQ health group or HIV group with no gay or HIV plus leaders, or people of color managing direct services means you will be just like any other colonized public health care model that delivers incompetent care. The community does not need public health zombies, we have them already. We also do not need tokenized minorities to cover for the heteronormative, white, middle-class faux professionalism that is the root of the HIV pandemic to begin with, and abundantly present in CAP management's ranks. There is a big problem when the public adores you and your clients and the community you claim to serve would rather go without than be at the mercy of a place they distrust and dislike. By the way, the URL to that dataset is this, http://truthfinder.please-c-me-as-valid.point-of-trust.reference-and-r-society.dr-eric-tomoni-dr-nancy-ellen-mattinger.jennifer-and-brayma-webdomains.relapuman.net/glassdoor.com/hiv-aids-services-organizations-employer-views/cascade-aids-project-reviews-glassdoor.sa.html and this has annotated noted reflecting the original snapshot of this review. https://truthfinder.please-c-me-as-valid.point-of-trust.reference-and-r-society.dr-nancy-ellen-mattinger.jennifer-and-brayma-webdomains.relapuman.net/glassdoor.com/hiv-aids-services-organizations-employer-views/cascade-aids-project-systemic-problem2.png the 30th of October 2018 1343 265 KC directory timestamps https://truthfinder.please-c-me-as-valid.point-of-trust.reference-and-r-society.dr-eric-tomoni-dr-nancy-ellen-mattinger.jennifer-and-brayma-webdomains.relapuman.net/glassdoor.com/hiv-aids-services-organizations-employer-views/do-I-need-to-say-any-more. Where is this? Where is the justice that I am not able to have a life, not able to have a doctor interface, not able to live out on my own without social services hating on me? Our society is ripping at its fabric seams and no one understands these logics but me. Bull fucked up human shit. Respond a response of responsibility please. Boomerang RESPONDABLE status, likely to receive a response. If you do not respond Truth Finder, you too are a part of not externally from, this conspiracy memplex. I can prove it. Screenshot the 25th of March 2019 at 12:10:50 PM, display 1.png, forwarded message, from, Google Search Console. Team date, Monday, March 25th, 2019 at 2:51 AM. Subject, monitor the Google search traffic to Dr. Nancy Ellen Mattinger, fuckeduphuman.net 2, message type, WNC756200, Search Console. Monitor the Google search traffic to Dr. Nancy Ellen Mattinger, fuckeduphuman.net 2, owner of Dr. Nancy Ellen Mattinger, fuckeduphuman.net. Google Systems confirmed that on February 27, 2019, we started collecting Google search impressions for your website in Search Console. This means that pages from your website are now appearing in Google search results for some queries. Here's how you can monitor your site's search performance using Search Console. Track your website's performance. 1. Check your top pages on Google search. Check your top pages in the performance report to monitor how many impressions they get. See top pages. 2. See which queries trigger your site. See which queries show your website's pages in Google search results. See top queries. 3. Monitor errors on your pages. Pages with errors may not appear in search results or provide a bad experience to your users. Make sure to check the crawl errors report and fix any issues you find. See errors. Check out help resources. Visit our help center to learn how to make the most of the search analytics report. Ask questions in our forum for more help. Mention message type WNC756200. Google LLC, 1600 Amphitheater Parkway, Mountain View, California 94043. You've received this service announcement email because your site is listed in Google Search Console. Unsubscribe from this type of message. Ad partners who should receive messages for this Search Console account.